In the studio this morning, we have Jamie Thompson from Powell Kit Homes. Powell began in 1970 and 49 years later has display centres in New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria and still under the same ownership. Powell also has a state-of-the-art production facility at Emu Plains at the foot of the Blue Mountains in New South Wales. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Greg.
Jamie, I've got to admit, my knowledge of a kit home was something that we'd consider putting one or two bedroom place in our backyard for elderly parents. But I believe the range is very different to that. What does the range look like?
Yeah, so the range now of kit homes sort of varies from your basic shed style rectangular with a veranda on one side to small granny flats that do fit in backyards. All the way up to five-bedroom, six-bedroom, seven-bedroom houses with full en-suites, double garages, with verandas all the way around, our fresco areas. Pretty much now it covers the entire range of anything you can think of in terms of design.
Right. What would be the most popular if you're going to pick something, you know, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, four-bedroom? What's the...
So the most popular designs are generally four-bedroom, two-bathroom. Generally, they are estate styles, so longer rectangular shapes with a few different protrusions coming out. That's the standard sort of thing that most people are looking for. The smaller end is generally for people that are downsizing on their blocks that are, you know, near the beach and that sort of stuff. And then you've got the really big ones, but most people are four-bedroom, two-bathroom and a two-car garage.
What about flexibility of design, Jamie?
With kit homes, the biggest advantage they have is design flexibility. You aren't restricted to just straight what the builder tells you you can build. Pretty much you can turn a kit home into a house that suits your purpose. Move the walls around, make the house longer, shorter, wider, change the roof lines, add alfresco verandas to suit your needs. Every site tends to be different. Every application's different, and every family has a different need in their house. So you can pretty much design around anyone's need. There aren't too many restrictions on it. There are some engineering requirements, but pretty much the flexibility is anything that you can imagine you can put into the design.
Right. Well, from my own experience, when you're building a project home and you talk about changes, you think... thousands and thousands of dollars in cost. How does that apply to a kit home?
With kit homes, you start with a base kit and you modify to suit. So effectively, if you move a few walls around, you aren't changing the price. It's more about what you add in and what you take away. So the more you add in, it costs more. The more you take away, it costs less. But moving a wall or changing the interior design or however you want to do it doesn't change the cost of a kit. It just merely changes the wall.
Jamie, what about someone who wants to bring their own plan or wants a two-storey design?
Yeah, Greg, there's no real issue with bringing your own plans in. Two-storey designs are more than welcome. There are some things that you need to consider with your own plans. One of them is around the copyright of that plan and whether you're bringing it in that you've had it designed for you from a building designer, whether you just sketched it up yourself on a piece of paper or whether it's come from another company. If it's come from another company, there's some copyright issues that we need to deal with. But if it's your design, then essentially, yeah, there's no problem with bringing it in for yourself. There's some things you need to consider with also engineering requirements, that some of the things you might like to do with your house may actually not be possible. But we go through all of that with you with the design and just work out what can and can't be done and what base kit to start with to match your design.
The big question, Jamie, what about finance for a kit home?
Yeah, finance is an interesting topic. It's pretty much around your personal circumstances. So you can borrow for a kit home. You can borrow it as a normal house. You can borrow it even if you're an owner-builder. There's no problem with that either. But it really comes down to personal circumstance. So most banks will only lend a certain value on the house, and you'll have to have a certain amount of cash available to you in that process. If you go down a different path and look at owner-builder home loans, which there are available, then you can pretty much build it as per what you would normally build, and they will sort of pay it for you rather than you having the cash for it. But yeah, it's an interesting area and one that needs to be addressed by the finance industry, because building a kit home is the same as building any other house.
Thank you for your time today, Jamie. That was Jamie Thompson from Pal Kit Homes. This is your station, 101.5 FM.